Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
She's getting naked.
Karen's taking her shirt off. Oh, you got a shirt underneath it.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know, I sure am, and I guess Taryn is too, because we made it. It's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
That was something.
Friday, motherfucking Friday.
I'm losing my pants again, you guys.
You are.
But they're kind of leggings, so I don't know. Can you wear suspenders with leggings?
I think you can if you're falling down, yes.
Yeah, but please don't.
What is happening? You took your shirt off. Well, your pants are falling down. Are you okay?
It's Friday. It's Friday.
And I think we're all really pumped for tomorrow. I am so excited. Let's get to Alice from Pacific. Alice, are you there?
I am here.
Yes, that's what I like to hear. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Alice has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many ghosts chase Pac-Man at the start of each game?
4.
Yes. You're not you when you're hungry is the slogan for what candy bar?
Snickers.
Yes. Pearl Jam released a new album today titled what?
Dark Matter.
Correct. Katherine Heigl and Seth Rogen starred in what romantic comedy?
Oh, shoot. Pass.
What is the name of Elon Musk's space travel program?
Is that SpaceX?
Yes. The Renaissance is believed to begin in what century?
The 16th?
No.
17th?
No.
15th?
No. What singer had the late 90s hit song titled Believe?
Cher?
Yes. In what movie do you spend time in Neverland?
Alice in Wonderland.
No.
Or excuse me, Peter Pan.
Correct. What is the official currency of Finland?
Oh, I have no idea. Pass.
The video game Candy Crush Saga first launched in what early 2010s year?
2011?
No.
Oh.
Alice, you got 6 correct. A little better than half.
Yeah, and you sounded so confident, Alice.
You did. I think you played the game really well. I feel like Steve is going to win, though.
Well, tomorrow's like my 26th anniversary, so I'm hoping I beat him.
Oh,
nice. Happy anniversary.
It's her 26th anniversary tomorrow.
So you have to throw the game.
No. Because I'm dedicating.
If you throw it, I'll come to Chuck E. Cheese tomorrow.
Oh. I wish you could join us, but not with that kind of not that kind of attitude. I'm not here to teach people to throw games.
But what better way to spend an anniversary than at Chuck E. Cheese?
This is so weird. I'm conflicted.
Exactly.
She's celebrating her anniversary.
We don't have any kids.
But I'm also about to dedicate this to somebody who's about to get married.
Really?
So I need to win for the person that's about to get married. I mean, she's in for the long haul. She's stuck with that guy 26 years.
I know, but 26 years is more impressive than saying I do.
I mean, fair. But I wanted to give a shout out to Shane. He messaged me hoping I could give a shout out to him and his soon-to-be wife, Tara. He wanted a shout out today because they're getting married tomorrow on 420.
Yeah.
And he just thought that would be the best thing ever, if possible. So, shout out to Shane and Tara.
Do you think they're having a potluck?
They might as well. Bong rips, and then they say, I do.
Yup. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
How many ghosts chase Pac-Man at the start of each game?
Four.
Correct. You're not you when you're hungry is the slogan for what candy bar?
Snickers?
Yes. Pearl Jam released a new album today titled what?
Dark Matter.
Yes.
Better than Taylor's record.
Wow. Excuse me. Negative one. Negative 1 point. Katherine Heigl and Seth Rogen starred in what romantic comedy?
Oh. I Love You, Man?
No.
No. No. 40-Year-Old Virgin?
No.
No.
The one where she gets knocked up.
Yes! What is the name of Elon Musk's space travel program?
SpaceX.
Correct.
X, not sex, but...
The Renaissance is believed to begin in what century?
The 1800s?
No.
The 1900s?
No.
The 19th century?
No.
Oh, crap.
What singer had the late 90s hit song titled Believe?
Cher.
Yes. In what movie do you spend time in Neverland?
And Sandman. No. Metallica. No. Peter Pan.
Correct. What is the official currency of Finland?
Euros.
Yes. The video game Candy Crush Saga first launched in what 2010s year? Early 2010s year.
2011.
No.
Damn it.
But it doesn't matter because, Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a win. 8-6. I'm so sorry, Alice.
Oh.
But happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
And happy anniversary, Alice. You're sampling
the best. And she's still welcome to come to Chuck E. Cheese tomorrow.
I would love to celebrate an anniversary tomorrow. That would be rad.
Yeah. And she has no kids. George and I have no kids. So we'll be the adults playing the games.
We use the term adult very loosely around here.
Yeah, and someone did text, and they do have the whack-a-mole game over at the Tacoma Chuck E. Cheese. So that's pretty awesome. But they also did say that they don't have that duck shooter game you were talking about, Taryn, earlier.
Oh.
But they do have a water shooter.
As long as there's a water shooter, ooh, my child will be very happy.
The Renaissance is believed to begin in the 14th century.
14th.
Alice danced all around that. I was a little confused.
Yeah, I wasn't even giving centuries. I was giving hundreds.
The video game Candy Crush Saga was first launched in 2012. Mm. And can I just say that Sunday, I finally put together why Elon Musk calls Twitter X.
Oh.
Because it's SpaceX?
Yes.
Mm, he likes the letter X.
I never put that together until Sunday.
Do you think he calls it SpaceX because of people like me who slur my words so it sounds like space sex?
Space sex.
He's kind of he loves 420 and 69 jokes. I could totally see him doing something like that where he thinks this will be hilarious. People are going to say it fast. It'll sound like they're saying space sex.
He's trolling all of us.
I think he is most of the time, to be honest with you.
A Seattle band song was number one on the Billboard charts last week, even though the song came out in 1994. And it was all because of the solar eclipse. We'll tell you what song it was after Twisted Sister.
The Daily Migs Show.
Last week's total solar eclipse pushed Soundgarden's 1994 hit Black Hole Sun back to number one on Billboard's hot, hard rock.
What are you say that 3 times fast. The hard, hot.
Hot, hard rock song.
Again?
Chart.
Where is this chart? Is it in Penthouse? Black
Hole Sun. That music video.
Oh, the music video is crazy.
I mean, I remember watching that as a youngin and thinking, like, this is the wildest, trippiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
What I love about this whole thing is that the song came in 1994. You think the band's just like, why is our song charting again? And then you find out it's because of something so strange like the eclipse. The solar eclipse is why people are like, I need to listen to this song again, which I don't know about you guys, but when the solar eclipse happened, I wasn't like, I need to listen to songs that are about the solar eclipse.
You didn't build a playlist?
I did not, no.
Apparently a lot of people did, though. Last week alone, 4.2 million official streams for that song.
Wow.
That's just in a week.
Is that about 30 cents, I think, the band gets for something like that? Is that what it is?
And this is also the first time that Soundgarden has ever topped this chart.
What was the name of that chart again?
The Billboard Hot Hard Rock Songs chart.
Glad you said rock.
Yes. There were other songs, though, that people put into a lovely playlist.
This is quite possibly the oddest playlist ever, that you have Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun and Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of Heart.
But let's not forget about her partner in this song. What was his name again? Rory Dodd? Rory?
I think it's his name is Hot Hard Rory Dodd. Darn.
Thank you, Bonnie Tyler, for that smash.
This video also is stupid. I mean that in a loving way. This guy's in motorcycle jackets dancing at the staircase.
Look, she's got wind blowing in her 80s hair.
Yeah, I guess stupid's not the right term. It's just, there's shirtless football players wearing pads tackling each other in the middle of like a church. This video is stupid.
Another one from the playlist. You got another one for me, Steve Miggs?
Were we just talking about Creedence?
Yes. Because it's their greatest hits. Is one of the top.
Like billion.
Oh, it's been on the charts for 600 weeks or something like that.
What was the name of that chart again? I'm kidding. Did you remember what it was for?
You know, I'm going to let you guys suss it out.
No.
It was albums that have been
on the top 200
charted chart for however many weeks in a row. Because there were some that were like 800, I think some had hit 800.
Weeks. Yeah.
But this was like, I think it was like 647 or something like that for Creedence.
Some losers.
Mm-hmm.
We got one more as a part of, like, I guess, saw an uptick in plays because of the eclipse.
This is Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
It is.
Great ending.
This was also on the list yesterday as well.
You're right, Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
Well, Soundgarden better start selling some records and getting on the chart some more.
I mean, well, tomorrow's 420, so I would assume that this album might also continue charting tomorrow. Yeah,
I feel like you'll be just like walking the streets anywhere and you'll just hear it being blasted outside of somebody's window with like a little cloud of smoke coming out as well. What a strange playlist, though, of those songs. Soundgarden, Bonnie Tyler, Creedence, and Pink Floyd.
Well-rounded.
One of those does not fit in with that.
Yesterday, a member of our show met a guy at the gym that ended up cutting his workout short, all because a certain pop singer's name was being brought up. Who is it? We're going to tell you at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For so many of us, today is a big day because Pearl Jam just released their 12th album, yes. Dark Matter. And so far, the response has been overwhelmingly positive.
I heard some dude texted in earlier this morning, said he's waiting outside of Easy Street Records so that when they open, he could go there, get the vinyl. The record sounds amazing. This is a little bit of a sample of the very first song off of the record, which is called Scared of Fear, which is awesome.
The visuals on all these videos are dope.
Highly recommend if you haven't listened to the record yet, or if you don't have like a streaming service, maybe, or you have YouTube as well. Watch the YouTube visualizers that the Pearl Jam put out for this, because this is the stuff that they did for the theaters, and it's trippy and it's fun to watch.
I like that you said highly recommended.
Highly recommended.
Highly recommended.
Pot it up on your dial. Is that another term, right?
Yeah. On the dial.
Just get stoned and watch it, people.
But there's another big album that came out today. It is the 11th album of Taylor Swift.
Wow. 11? Only breaks his favorite toys. Okay, that's enough of that.
My boy only breaks his favorite toys?
Yeah.
Her
poor heart.
Yes.
Poor Taylor.
What kind of toys is he breaking?
Well,
like,
oh.
I guess we have to listen to the whole tortured poets department to find out.
I give her a hard time, obviously, but deep down, I'm a sucker for a great pop song and a catchy song. And I have to say, I listen to both the Pearl Jam record. I love the Pearl Jam record. That's tops for me. Like, if I had to pick one of the two, of course I'm going with Pearl Jam. But I listened to it on the drive-in, a bunch of the songs off the new Taylor Swift record, and it's really, really good.
Well, I've not yet done that, but I'm not going to knock it till I try.
Yeah, it's if you're like a fan of the catchy pop stuff that she puts out, it's not that. I don't say it without being mean. I don't want the Swifties trying to kill me. The boring, folky stuff that the last album was, which sure. I wasn't really a fan of. This has got a more of an upbeat vibe to it.
She's got some guest appearances by Post Malone.
Post Malone's on it.
Florence and the Machine.
Yep.
Yeah, she's got friends.
I'm surprised they got the Machine. I knew Florence was down to do it, but the Machine did it as well.
Got the whole Machine?
Dude, so it's funny though, because yesterday I was at the gym, and I know this guy. I see him from time to time. I don't know. It's like those people that you know at the gym. You know, you don't know their name, but it's kind of like a "what's up" kind of guy, and you talk to them for like 30 seconds, and then you just kind of go on with your day. He came over to me. He's like, "Oh, yeah, I'm done. I'm out. I'm tapping out." I said, "What are you tapping out? What, did you hurt yourself?" Because sometimes like people will hurt themselves. So no. He's like, "I just can't get away from these girls talking about Taylor Swift," and I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, "Wait, so you are so annoyed with the name Taylor Swift that you just have to get out of the gym?" They're not even playing Taylor Swift on the stereo at the gym. It was just that I guess these two girls were geeking out about Taylor Swift. Obviously, we're stuck with one in this room.
Yeah!
And he's like, "I'm done. I'm out. I'm leaving the gym." And I thought that was hilarious.
You know, I used to be a bit like that guy with Taylor Swift. And my little group of sorority sisters, they're all obsessed with her. And I would just get annoyed and, like, you know, kind of trash her.
But it's fun to hate that.
But I've moved on. Like, now I see, I understand. It's not for me, but I understand why people love her.
Right.
I enjoy that she's with Travis Kelce. I think that's a lovely relationship.
Do you have something, though, right now that if somebody brings it up, you're like, "I'm tapping out. I'm out. I don't even want to have the conversation. I don't even want to hear the name." I have an example.
Yeah, well, I guess for me, it's anything to do with, like, Star Wars, Star Trek stuff. Like,
really?
I watched, like, the first 3 Star Wars movies when I was, like, a kid, and that's as far as I can go into it. So when people start going into the different eras and, you know, prequels and all this stuff, it's kind of an automatic
tune. Do you say I'm going into the kitchen to get a drink and not come back?
Yes, exactly. So that's probably it for me.
Because I'll do that. If I'm at like a party, I'll pull the, "I got to go to the bathroom," and I don't come back to that conversation. There's certain things where I'm just like, I just don't want to sit and listen to it.
What would be one for you?
The royal family. Without a doubt. I even saw it this morning, something about one of the princes or something happened with one of the princes. I'm just like, ugh. I don't even want to read about it. Like, I had that same reaction that this guy has with Taylor Swift at the gym, where he's like, "I'm tapping out. I got to go." And I feel like any party I go to, there's sometimes there's a group of people that are just obsessed with the royal family. And I don't want to hear anything about it. I don't care. I don't understand why they're important. I don't understand. I maybe over there I can understand why the royal family is important because that's some kind of... has something to do with them. But here in America, I don't know why we're so fascinated with the royal family. It's just such a weird thing to me.
It's a tune out.
It's 100%.
Irish exit.
I got to go to the bathroom and I'll never come back. Danny, do you have one?
Yeah, and it's going to kind of blow your mind, I would imagine.
Don't say Rush.
No.
I was going to say Rush to Trolling and I completely
Every
forgot.
Time I hear the name Geddy Lee, I'm just, oh, no. Emo music. But here's why. Because I know more than most people about the bands.
You're a gatekeeper.
So literally, when somebody starts talking to me about emo music, it's because it's just kind of like a crutch for people. They know that I'm like into the pop punk and I, you know, do the emo nights and stuff. And so they'll try to tell me about like a band, like, you know, throw out any band out there. And they're like, oh yeah, that guy, this guy. And I'm like, that guy hasn't been in band for 14 years. So it's automatic tune out for me. I'm just kind of like, you don't know what you're talking about.
But here, this poor person is just trying to bro down with you.
Yeah, that's fine. Talk to me about other things, not emo music that you know nothing about.
But they're just trying to connect with you in some way. And because they don't have all the facts right, you're like, I'm done with them.
Irish exit. I'm out.
Because I have that happen a lot of times with people when they know I like wrestling. And they'll just be like, they'll always want to bring up like the old school, like Macho Man stuff. And I'm always like, you know what? Props to you for trying. It's clear that you care enough to want to have a conversation about it. Not Danny.
No.
They're trying. They're trying to connect with you on a mascara level. And you're like, I'm out of here.
Talk to me about pizza. Talk to me about whatever else. Talk to me about Steve Miggs. I know him very great. And you probably know more about him than I do. So let's talk about that. I don't want to hear about your theories on why emo music is popular.
So I said, bull crap. You don't even play emo music at emo night. Sorry, not sorry.
Them's fighting words, Danny.
Let's go.
I'll see you in the pit, brother.
We'll cry it out in the pit, brother.
There are many people like the guy Steve met at the gym where just hearing a name of someone like Taylor Swift instantly makes them check out for no other rational reason. So what is it for you, rockaholics? What is something that you can't stand no matter what and don't want to hear about it? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Linkin Park.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is something that you can't stand, no matter what, and you don't want to hear about it? 206-803-ROCK. Oh, I'm about to go fisticuffs with Dane in Gig Harbor. Dane, you've got beef with Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
Some have beef for Miley Cyrus. So that's wrong.
Well, and that's the problem. It's like, you know, she's riding off her dad's career, and, you know...
Wait a second.
You just made Sarah so mad.
I mean, that's what I've been doing for the last 20 years.
I ain't gonna lie.
There's nothing creative about it, and so people that are amazed by it drive me nuts.
What's the dad's name again? I can't
remember. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Obviously, he had a massive hit, but I would say at the end of the day, Miley Cyrus has had a way more successful career than Billy Ray.
Her sister Noah has had a more successful career than Billy Ray.
No, let's not get crazy. Let's not get crazy. Billy Ray's a number two.
It's just the fact that people just like, not really anymore, but when the people were just like up in arms, like, oh, she's amazing, she's amazing, she's amazing. I'm like, no, she isn't.
You know what's funny, Dan? For the longest time, I never got the appeal, like the younger version, obviously, like the pop kind of stuff. And then as she got a little bit older and I started like hearing some of her interviews and just kind of like what kind of a life she's lived and some of the, I don't love all of her songs, but there's definitely a handful that I could definitely rock with. I do appreciate though the talent that she has and just how she's just uniquely herself. And
it's just painfully auto-tuned to me.
Wow. I never really, I guess, yeah, on some of the poppier stuff, I can understand that. But
is that like a pop, that's like a pop requirement. You gotta have a little auto-tune in there.
I love that when we get calls that Sarah doesn't agree with because she's in the other room right now handling the calls and she looks so repulsed by that guy and she can't even rebut it.
For Seth in Puyallup, you can't stand how Miggs is about to get 100 wins on Beat Miggs.
It's just completely inappropriate to talk about at this point. He's so bloody good, and I'm tired of it. And so you know what? I'm going to be there tomorrow at Chuck E. Cheese.
Let's go.
Steve, let's go. It's time for you to go down, sir.
Oh.
I'm challenging you to a live Beat Miggs.
In.
And they're not going to call me a loser.
And let's make this happen, Seth. But please don't yell it's going down when we're at a Chuck E. Cheese. I don't want us to get in any trouble. But let's do it, man.
Good call, Steve. Good call. Mind my language.
Hey, Seth, just out of curiosity, when it comes to trivia questions, what are the categories in which you tend to excel?
What are you doing here?
Oh, man.
Just curious.
I excel. Let's see. If we're talking about Star Wars, there's no one better. And I know Steve's really bad at that, so let's do something he's good at, and I'll show him who's boss.
Oh. All right.
I like it.
Deal.
As long as it's not like 90s music trivia, my favorite category, but I'm really bad at it.
Yeah, dude, you won't hold a candle to me in 90s music.
No. You're the man at that. I'll give you it.
Thank you. Recognize. Acknowledge me.
Hey, rock on, guys, and I really can't wait for tomorrow. It's going to be a blast.
Heck, Seth,
we've got some crayons and some coloring paper for you to have, even if you don't have a kid. We bought a lot of paper and a lot of crayons.
3 to 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Chuck Cheese in Tacoma. It's going to be so rad.
Somebody did say Will Smith. I can no longer tolerate that guy. Yeah, I feel like the slap and then how he handled it and just everything and just the interviews you hear. That's why I say he needs to just get on the road and do a music tour and play all the hits that we all grew up and loved and endear us to Will Smith again. Not that he cares. He cares about what I think and if I'm endeared to him or not. But if he wants to win over America again, he needs to hit the road and do the Fresh Prince of
Bel-Air. Like when he did the Men in Black appearance the other day.
Call up DJ Jazzy Jeff and say, what's up? What are you doing?
Just that would pull at everyone's heartstrings. We might be good again.
Someone said, I absolutely hate Jim Carrey. Anytime his name is brought up, I tune out immediately. Why? I think that's a reason I hate him so much is because of all the weird visuals and facial contortions.
I kind of like his facial contortions.
I feel like Jim Carrey and Will Ferrell are almost like they lived almost parallel acting careers, if you ask me, because there was a moment where you couldn't get enough of them. And then there was a moment where it was just too much.
It was overkill.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Somebody said, I tune out whenever someone who's never competed or trained in MMA or Brazilian jiu-jitsu tries to tell me stuff, I immediately tune out. I fought professionally. I don't need an armchair opinion.
See?
It's kind of you and the emo.
Yes.
You and mixed martial artists are very similar, Danny. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been telling you that for years.
So many comparisons.
You know which one? And I've never played a lick of like any kind of organized football sport. I will tune out when somebody that I know has never played the sport starts trying to tell you how X players should be doing things like Geno Smith. He doesn't do it. I'm like, how do you know? Because you listen to a sports talk show and now you have an opinion. Like, I get we all have opinions over things and sometimes our opinions are stupid. I've been guilty of that myself. But I sometimes just want to tune out when someone gets so nerdy about football and you know they've never played the sport.
They're an armchair coach.
Yeah, you're just like, what? How do you know this? So you know how to play this sport better than the guys that are making a living playing this sport?
Why are you coaching?
Right.
Get out there. Let's do it. Rockaholics, we know that at some point you have had a ridiculous run-in with the law, one that you will never forget. Call us up now as we want to hear the story. And your story will give you a chance at winning tickets to see the Black Keys at Climate Pledge Arena on October 3rd. Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls at 7:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.